You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. My guest today is Derek Smalls, legendary bassist from the seminal hard rock band Spinal Tap. Along with lead singer David St. Hubbins and guitarist Nigel Tufnell and several unfortunate drummers, Tap made its mark as one of England's loudest bands, releasing slightly above average records like Shark Sandwich and Smell the Glove. Now, Smalls is striking out on his own with a new reflective solo record in the vein of David Bowie's Black Star and Leonard Cohen's You Want It Darker. It's called Smalls Change: Meditations Upon Aging, and features some of the rock legends that Smalls has befriended over the years, including Dweezil Zappa, David Crosby, Donald Fagen, and more. In doing my research, I came across several articles, dozens actually, that refer to Spinal Tap as a fictional band. How can that be? I've got the ticket stubs and the CDs to prove it. I mean, I work with some of the sharpest minds in broadcasting, but why would my NPR producer put a disclaimer at the top of my prep sheet that says, and I quote, "Note, Derek Smalls is a fictional character played by Harry Shearer in the 1984 film This Is Spinal Tap, a parody film." That producer must not be familiar with the term documentary. In any case, we'll talk to Smalls about said documentary, which famously shows the band unable to find the stage. Before my conversation with Derek, let's revisit a scene from This Is Spinal Tap, directed by Marty DeBergy. Here, Smalls is talking to Marty about his role in the band.
We're very lucky in the sense that we've got two visionaries in the band. You know, David and Nigel are both like poets, you know, like Shelley or Byron, the people like that. The two totally distinct types of visionaries. It's like fire and ice, basically. Mm-hmm. You see, and I feel my role in the band is to be kind of in the middle of that, kind of like lukewarm water.
Derek Smalls, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's a great cafe.
So that's a clip of you describing yourself, your role in mm-hmm. the band, in the documentary.
Yes.
How do you see yourself now without those, as you said, creative visionaries?
You know, I would stand back there in Tap and be in the bass player's slot and be in a certain amount of light and never realized, because, you know, I'd sing a couple of tunes, but I was always at my mic, but I never realized that at the center mic, the lights are brighter. Mm-hmm. But not only are they brighter, but you know your physics, that means that it's warmer. And one of the things that happens as you get older is that you get more sensitive to the cold. That's why older people go, you know, to sunnier climes. And so knowing what I know now, I would have been lead singer long since just for the warmth.
Derek Smalls, iconic bassist of Spinal Tap with a new solo record, Smalls Change: Meditations Upon Aging. A lot of musicians I've spoken to in recent years talk about the recovery that goes into a live show, and they're worried about sprained ankles, back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a song on your album that talks about what 50 years of rock and roll can do to a body. It's called MRI. What sort of injuries have you had to deal with?
You know, I have this health fitness regimen, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. I realized that you learn from reading, and I realized that what I learned was that one of the best forms of exercise for the heart and the lungs and the legs, particularly, is resistance running against water, as in like in a pool,
okay,
ideally,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, in the ocean if you can take the waves. But, you know, in a pool is where you're supposed to do it. You know, I'm not proud to say this, but I'm not ashamed either. I don't have a pool.
Oh.
So I took to doing it in the tub. And you don't get all the resistance that you might otherwise, but you get some. You know, it's good for the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the tub is a slippery place. And I did.
Oh, no.
So I was running. Don't run in a tub, kids. So that was the most recent. And so we had to postpone the rest of the early part of the tour. So I'm here to say that, don't run in the tub.
Don't run in the tub. Good advice from a legendary bassist, Derek Smalls. His new solo record is Smalls Change. Let's take a listen to a bit of MRI from Derek Smalls on the World Cafe.
50 years of rock and roll fun. Now I've got a bad limp and can't feel my bum.
MRI, Derek Smalls. Smalls changed the name of the new album.
And that's Dweezil Zappa. The great Dweezil Zappa is doing all the guitar work on that. We have so many guests on this record, and Dweez was all over that track.
Well, we want to, you know, there, you have so many great musicians on this record. David Crosby, Steve Vai, Snarky Puppy, Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters, Donald Fagen, Skunk from Steely Dan. An amazing cast of musicians on Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging. With this list of guest musicians, I'm sure there are people who wanted to, you know, be a part of this album, the Robert Plants of the world or whatnot, who couldn't be a part of it for one reason or another. How did these musicians, come to you and sort of just beg to be involved with this?
No, there were two that wanted to be, and it wasn't logistics or anything that prevented it. It was their girlfriends. For the rest, it was just, you know, telephone calling, and then leaving a message and saying, and then calling back and saying, please respond to previous message and so forth. And finally, when they did, it was just this overwhelming... I was really overwhelmed, at least, a sense of warmth and generosity. You're on the radio, so I can only quote one word of the two-word phrase that one of them used to sort of sum it up. I thought it summed it up appropriately. He said, well, sure, man, it's a pity blank. And I thought, well, yeah, I get that.
Derek Smalls, iconic bassist of Spinal Tap with a new solo record, Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging. Before Spinal Tap, you guys played in the Thamesmen, and there was a song on there's a song on the new record that is a callback to this 50-year-old Thamesmen hit called Give Me Some More Money. But I want to take first just a very brief listen to the original, simply titled Give Me Some Money. Derek Smalls is our guest on the World Cafe. What was some of your first memories about this song that, gosh, is almost half a century old?
Well, the main memory I had of it was simple to learn, and we bashed it out in about an hour, which, you know, seems ludicrous by today's recording standards. You know, it's like, well, you take an hour just for the drummer to adjust his stool and his seat. But in those days, you just went in and bashed it down. You know, there was no time. It was just, you know, you got an hour recording session and then, you know, two gigs before mealtime. So it was a blur almost. It was, and that was not because of substances or anything. It was because just of the passage of time. But my main memory was it was just like a blur.
So being able to re-record the song and yes, Kraz on it, you know, not having his
It's not the same song. No,
it's not the same song. It's inspired by the original.
It's inspired by the fact that it's the musician's life. It, you know, if you're at that very top rung, yeah, you're in private jets and, you know, best champagne and women to match. But if, you know, you start your career busking on the street with a hat upside down on the pavement, you know, for spare change, and then you sign a deal with some record company that robs you blind, and then it's the 2000s, and it's, oh, sorry, the music business is over, sorry you missed it, and it's not downloads, it's streaming, oh, I don't even know where that is, and so it's, you're basically back busking, you know, with a upside down hat on the pavement. So it's Give Me Some More Money, and so that we bring in Crosby to do that vocals on that, and my producer says to him at the beginning of the session, "So David, how's that sailboat of yours?" And he said, "I had to sell it." And we knew, you know, he was in the mood to sing this song.
That's right. Reminder of the thing that he used to have.
Yeah, so he brought real feeling to it. He wasn't just singing the words. He was living them.
That's really, really cool. Let's take a listen to Give Me Some More Money from Derek Smalls on the World Cafe.
I got clothes and guitar. expenses. If you want me to rock, I got a rolling to do. Just one thing I need to let you know. Give me some more money.
Give me some more money, Derek Smalls, from the new album Smalls Change. I want to talk a little bit about the studio process on Smalls Change. Now, famously, the amps Tap used during the documentary, this is Spinal Tap, went to 11. We'll play just a bit of a clip to remind listeners. This is guitarist Nigel Tufnell with documentary director Marty DeBurgi.
You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, yeah. All the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
So after the documentary, the Tap film, I've...
The hatchet job, I call it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've heard you refer to Spinal Tap as the hatchet job. Why do you say that?
This was our first American tour. Mm-hmm. Played 25 cities, one cancelled. Scientifically speaking, about 87.23% of the time, we found our way to the stage straight away. Did you see that in the film?
Oh, no. No, no,
you saw us. You saw us not finding our way to the stage. About a similar percentage of the time, maybe a little less, I got out of the pod straight away. Didn't see that in the film. He had an agenda. And I've obviously had some years to think about what this might be, because he presented himself, Mr. DeBurgi did, as a fan of the band. I love the band. I want to follow you around your first American tour and document it because I'm such a big fan. Mm-hmm. And then he does this. So what's the deal, you might ask me to ask? And bending over both ways, to be fair, I think it's this. He was a fan of the band. He was frustrated, as we were. We'd been around for 17 years then, that we hadn't broken through big time. And he thought, I'm going to help this band break through by turning them into a laughingstock. And I was very upset about that when I realized it. And my dad, the late Duff Smalls, said to me at one point, son, he called me son, he said, better to be a laughingstock than no stock at all.
Derek Smalls, Smalls Change, the name of the new album. This is a solo record that focuses on aging and death. Famously, we've had reflective records of this nature from music icons like yourself, including David Bowie's Black Star, Leonard Cohen's You Want It Darker, Warren Zevon's The Wind, and now Derek Smalls' Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging. Why did you decide now was the time to reach out to the world with this landmark record?
Well, because in about 10 years, I don't think I'll be here.
Okay.
So it seemed like the right time. But... you know, it was also a matter of deciding, finally, coming to grips with the fact that Spinal Tap is no more. The band has had a history, not so much of breaking up as of dissolving, like a series of little sugar cubes placed in a saucer of warm coffee. You know, we'd be there, and then, you know, you look there a few hours later, where is it? So it wasn't a lot of wrangling and fighting and shouting and throwing things. To be honest, didn't have a lot of things to throw. And that's when it started to dawn on me that I needed to make plans for Derek as an individual and not as a member of a unit.
One last question for you. Your legacy is in good hands. But what about rock and roll?
Well, you know, there's a lyric in... one of the songs on the record, I think it sums it up. Rock and roll never forgets, but it sometimes has trouble remembering.
Derek Smalls, legendary bassist from the band Spinal Tap. His new album, Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging, is available now. Derek, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing me soon myself.
We're going to go out with the title track, Small's Change, on the World Cafe.
I was the bottom. They were the top. Once it got started, who thought it could stop? Mates like forever. Forever's not long. Now all that is left is the rest of this song. Small's change, minor adjustments, no longer a band. It's gone where the dust went. Seems normal, seems different, seems strange. Small's change. Small's change.
Small's change. That's the title track. From Derek Smalls, the bassist of Spinal Tap, his new solo record is called Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging. Back in a moment on the World Cafe.